Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study, 1 Timothy chapter 2, Dr. Bloom had started a study of the responsibility of women in the church, making it clear that he would rather have a godly woman teach these things to the ladies. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
But let's see next what God says about women in the local church. Now, I just want to say this to the radio audience. I would rather some fine Christian woman right now to expound these verses to my sisters in Christ than to talk on this microphone and record for all of you that are my sisters in Christ. To do this as a man, as I speak concerning these things. But yet, as a pastor, this is my solemn duty. I'm God's messenger. I am to do this. Now, no matter how these scriptures are spurned by the worldly and backslidden crowd, they're just as truly a part of God's word as is John 3:16. So, in teaching this, I'm not making any apology for it. Although, I'd rather a fine Christian woman expound this to other Christian women. But since this is where we are in the passage, and God would have me teach it, I'm going to teach it without apology. Now again, this is not politically correct, but it's going to be biblically right on. It is going to be biblically right. Now, first we see that God addresses their dress. Okay, their attire. Verse 9 says, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array. Now, in like manner, he says there, speaks of the holy requirement on men for prayer. As the men are required to pray, ladies, this is required for you. If you're going to be a right with God woman, a godly woman, you need to heed this. Now, if you don't, you won't be a good Christian woman. Now, others may consider you a good Christian woman, but this is not talking about what others think. It's talking about what God thinks. If you don't want to be a good Christian woman, don't pay any attention to these requirements, because they're holy requirements is what God expects. Now, let us look at some word meanings in this verse. Adorn. The word adorn is what in the Greek is called a present infinitive, meaning you do this and you keep on doing this. It's a continual thing. It's not just an event, a one-time thing. No, it's something that is to be a continual part. Continually adorn. The Greek word adorn is cosmeo. Our word cosmetic is derived from it. And, of course, we associate cosmetics more with women than we do men, although men will use some types of cosmetics, as for an example, cologne. Yet, adorn, we kind of also think of the women and the makeup they wear. And so, again, it is cosmeo, and it's a form of the word cosmos, an ordered system, an apt and harmonious arrangement and constitution. And that is referring to the idea of orderliness in God's creation. So the adornment of a Christian woman needs to be in order, not disorder of a holy woman. Now let me just say this. In short, ladies, he's talking about how you dress. A woman who pretends to adorn herself in a godly way on Sunday, but then throughout the week in a way to be accepted by the worldly crowd, that lady is a total hypocrite. Now, we're told three ways the woman is to adorn herself. First of all, in modest apparel. Now, again, perhaps I should say, and I'm not apologizing at all, but maybe I should say that you need, if you're later right now, to write down, Dr. Bloom loves the Word, and he loves the people that he's preaching to and teaching the Word to, because it is God's Word, and I'm not teaching you God's Word to be hateful. I'm teaching it to you because it's true, and I want your lives to be better in God's sight, whether it's in better man's sight or not. Now, in modest apparel, the idea here is that women should not dress in a way that stirs the animal instinct of men, nor in extravagance. That is, mainly to compete with other women. So both are not principles of first honoring Jesus Christ in your dress. Dress should reflect moral purity and humbleness. It should not emphasize bodily sensuality. Now, the word itself has the idea of well-arranged, seemly, modest. The Greek scholar, David Sorensen, says it literally has the sense of a lengthened garment. And that's the idea of modest apparel. It is a lengthened garment. It covers. Too many ladies who call themselves Christians parade in public in various stages of undress. And that is just wrong, 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 especially as summertime comes on. I found it interesting that I can be sitting in a restaurant and I can see men with shirts and jeans on or some other type of pants, and see a lady come in and she's in shorts. I've been in places outside in the wintertime and I'll see a lady with a heavy coat on and a pair of shorts. She's either running hot and cold or she has a reason for dressing that way that is not spiritual at all. Now, ladies, let me say this. I'm going to be very frank. Don't allow even 1/1,000,000th of an inch of the anatomy to show that is only intended for your husband to see. The blouses should be high enough so there is no doubt. And the dresses are long enough so there is no stirring of the passion. And what's happening here is God is telling you, yes, what to wear to the worship time in God's house, but not just that. What to wear everywhere you go, you be in modest apparel. Now, some people may cover themselves in church very well and be very modest, but then they go to the mall, on the job, restaurant or what have you, and then not everything's covered. Well, again, that's the dress of a hypocrite, and there is a spiritual problem with that woman, although she may be religious and even in a good fundamental Bible-believing church. Now, the second way she is to adorn herself, we're told, is with shamefacedness. In verse 9. In everyday language, it means if a woman respects God, her husband, her pastor, and her Christian friends, she won't want to embarrass them by the way she dresses. She instead reverences these things. She doesn't come to church in a sundress or out in a church activity or anywhere else she goes, and she's in that sundress or she's in those shorts, and she is claiming her liberty. And again, applying liberty to the flesh instead of the spirit, to be free from the power of the flesh. Isn't that the truth? Why do women dress in a way that's provocative? Why do you allow your daughters to dress that way, knowing that teenage boys, who are their most virile in their teenage years, will not think of your daughter as, oh, what a wonderful mind she has. They're thinking of her totally 100% sexually as her dress calls for it. And you allow her to go out in those various stages of undress? You must be insane. At least that's my opinion. For what it's worth. But I know a holy God looks at it in utter disgust. Now, if you're going to be literal with this word shamefacedness, it means to show repugnance for anything in dress that would approach to presenting you in a manner that is immoral, dishonest, or impure. Something that is degrading to the holiness of a godly person. Now again, these are commands. These are imperative commands that God gives to a woman. You say, what do you mean by that? These are commands for which, if you're saved, you're a lady, that one day at the judgment seat of Christ, you will give an account. And so he says the third way to adorn yourself is with sobriety. Now that has the idea of self-control. That's what the word temperance means. It is the idea of self-control. It's making yourself do what you're supposed to do, and it's also the idea of not doing what you're not supposed to do. In essence, sobriety is referring to the entire command of the passions and desires. It is able to have godly power to do right when society is pressuring that lady to dress and look like them in a sensual way. She should make society envy the dignity of dressing like a godly woman.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.